This shiur is dedicated to the refuah shleima b'chaim yisrocha ben Chaya Moshkat, our friend Chaim Feigenbaum. Shekodesh Baruch Hu yishlach lo refuah shleima min hashamayim, and he should be zeicher together with his entire family to arichas yomim v'shanim and lots of nachas. So the topic we will be discussing this week, Parshas Re'eh, is the mitzvah of tzedakah. Lo ta'ameitz es levavcho, lo tikpoitz es yudecho, Nasoin titein loy. This is the basic source in which we are required to give tzedakah, and the topic we will be discussing today is not that much details of mitzvah tzedakah, precisely how much, to whom. Mitzvah tzedakah are very lengthy and complicated. We will be dealing more with the basics. The basic yesodis of mitzvah tzedakah, as is the general style of these shiurim. So, in the psukim I just quoted, we have an essa and a lois essa. So obviously, a mitzvah tzedakah is a mitzvah saseh on one hand, and a mitzvah lo taseh on the other hand. And one of the basic questions that many achronim deal with, and it is an interesting question, is Chazal say, hamabas v'zal yabas v'zyoysem achaymish. The person should not give away more than a chaimish, 20% of his earnings, to tzedakah. That's a gemara in ksuvis, daf nun beis umid beis. However, as we know, that on a loises, a person has to spend whatever he has. So in tofreish nun vav in shulchan aruch harachayim, the Ramah brings, Ein odom chayev lebazbez honarav ala mitzvahs. A person is not required to spend a fortune. I think that would be the basic translation of honarav. A person is not required to spend a fortune on mitzvahs. But in Yoredes HaMakuf Nun Zayin, we learn in other halacha that seems to contradict the halacha I just quoted. And it is very clear in that halacha that in order not to be oiva analoises, a person has to spend whatever he has, even kol mamoinoi. So the way to reconcile these two halachas, in Chaim Tofreish Nun Vav, the Ramah is dealing with mitzvahs lulav, mitzvahs esrig. Regarding a mitzvah to say, a person is not supposed to spend a fortune, but regarding mitzvahs lo tase, the lavin, a person has to spend whatever he has, not to be over analoises. So, obviously, regarding mitzvahs tzedakah, there are two lotases, lotaametz velotikpots. So how could Chazal limit the amount a person has to give in tzedakah? Won't that contradict the basic halacha that a person has to spend his entire fortune not to be over analoises? So there are many ways to reconcile this dina and to be miyashev this kasha, and I will just mention a few of them. I think my basic feeling is that a person isn't toivah and lo ta'ametz and lo tikpoitz only when he abstains entirely from giving tzedakah. But a person that gives tzedakah, he might not be giving as much as he should or as much as he could, but he is no longer over on lo ta'ameitz velo tikpots. After all, he is giving, he sympathizes with the plight of his fellow Jew, he is not over on lo ta'ameitz velo tikpots unless he abstains entirely from giving tzedakah. Some achronim, Paskin, and I think the first source to this interesting psak would be in Sheilas Yavetz, and then also in Sefer Nachlas Yaakov, the Nesivis HaMishpot has one of his beautiful svarim, Nachlas Yaakov al HaTorah, in Parshas Re'eh, the Nesivis has this same shitta, the same opinion. They maintain that when an oni is omid lefonov, umevakesh tzrocha, the person has to give yoisu mechonish. Naturally, we're dealing with a case in which there aren't any other people that participate in this mitzvah. Two people are stranded on an island. One is an oni, the other one has. In a case as this, a person has to give yoisu mechonish. Daimach seiro yashi yechseloi. As much as the oni really needs. So, according to their shetter, loy ta'amitz v'loy tikpoitz is only kisha oni lefonav. and in that case, a person is required to give Yosem HaChaymesh. The basic halacha of Chaymesh, of Maisa, deals with the question, how much does a person have to put aside for tzedakah? And these concepts are not dealing with a situation in which Oni Oymed Lefanav, and there is a man that has his immediate needs, and he is in desperation. In that case, the limit of Chaymesh would not apply. Tetis number 3. The Chassam Sofer, in his Agos in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Reish Nun Vav in Aruch Chaim, explains that there would be no essential difference between a Mitzvah Saseh and a Mitzvah Slotah. So both are Mitzvah Hashem, both are Min HaTorah. Why would there be a difference? Rather, the difference would be between a situation in which a person is mavatal mitzvah b'sheva al taisa, and a different situation in which a person is mavatal mitzvah b'kuma v'asei. When we're dealing with sheva al taisa, ein odem chayev lebas b'schon rava mitzvahs. And therefore, if a person cannot buy an esrog or a lulav, unless he pays a fortune, $10,000 or whatever it is, in that case, the bittul mitzvah is only the sheval tais, and therefore he is not required to spend a fortune on a mitzvah. However, when the bittul mitzvah is bekume va'asei, actively being mevatel mitzvah, eating nevelis or teifis or whatever it is, in that case a person does have to spend a fortune, not to be mevatel mitzvah bekume va'asei. So according to this interpretation of the Chassam Sofer, it doesn't really matter whether it's an Esa or a Lois Esa. What makes the difference is it kum va'asei ha'sheva al tais, and therefore tzedakah, even though there might be two laven on tzedakah, lo ta'ameitz v'lo tikpots, but nevertheless, the derech in which a person is mevatel the mitzvah sheval tais, and therefore he is not required to spend all his money shelo levatel mitzvizu, because after all it's sheval tais and not kum v'asei. Terech number 4 is an interesting and basic concept in halacha, which has implications in many, many different areas. How do we relate to any given mitzvah in which there is an esa velo ta'asa? Because some mitzvahs have an esa velo ta'asa. And are they defined by the esa, or rather by the lo ta'asa? What is the defining factor? The Ran, in Masechet Shabbos, Taf Lamed Dalad, says an interesting svara. The Mishnah says, Kol mitzvah asei shazman groma, noshim pturois. Kol mitzvah asei she'ein hazman groma, noshim chayavois. And when Chazal give an example, what are the mitzvahs asei she'ein hazman groma, in which noshim are included? The example that Chazal give is shiluach haken, Maka, those are mitzvahs asei she'ein hazman groma, and therefore noshim are chayavos in these mitzvahs. And Tosfos Kedushin Amud Aleph asked the basic question: these mitzvahs have lavim, loisesses. Hushva kosev ishur ish lekolonchin shebetera, and noshim are chayav in all the shin samechei lavim. So what difference does it make regarding these mitzvahs, whether it's mitzvahs asei shazman groma or ein hazman groma, lavin noshim are chayavos? Tosfos has their mahalach. But the Ran and some other Rishonim, I think starting off with the Ramban, say that in these mitzvahs, the lav is only lechizik huasei. The basic mitzvah is a mitzvah asay. You have to build a makkah. Shaleach tishalach asayim. So there is a lav, but the lav is actually defined by the mitzvah asay. And therefore, if noshim would be potter from these mitzvahs, they would be potter even though there is a lav. But because noshim achayavis, being that these specific mitzvahs are mitzvahs asay she'ein hazman krome v'noshim chayoveis behem, therefore they are chayiv in the lav and the esa. But if not, they would be chayiv in mitzvahs asay she'ein groma, they would be potter from the lav as well. The Ran seems to contradict himself dealing with the Esa Veloisesa of Shmiras HaShabbos. Regarding Esa Veloisesa of Shmiras Shabbos, the Ran says that Nosha Marcha Yavois in Shavisas HaShabbos Tishbois, even though it's a Mitzvah to say Shas Mangroma, because of Chayev Belav. And if the Chayev Belav, Loisasa Kol Malacha, they're also Chayev in the Mitzvah to say. So it is in this case of Shmiras HaShabbos in which the Ran says that the Mitzvah to say is Nigrar Acharei Halav. And the defining Mitzvah is the Lav. However, regarding Shiluach HaKen and Micah, the Yisod seems to be the opposite, that the defining factor is the Mitzvah Saseh, and it is only because Noshim Chayov is B'Mitzvah Saseh Shaz Enaz Mangroma that they are also Chayev Belav. The way we are miyash of this stira is, it depends whether we're dealing with a Shevel Tais or a Kumvasei. Regarding Shvisas Shabbos, it is to refrain from doing a malacha, to withhold from doing a malacha. So the mitzvah actually is Shevel Taisa. That is essentially the nature of a lav. And therefore, regarding Shmiras HaShabbos, the defining factor is the lav, and the essa is Nigrar Achrei HaLav. However, when we're dealing with the mitzvah which is performed by Kum Va'aseh, like Shalach Teshalach HaSuem, Vosisu Maka LeGegecho, then the lav is Nigrar Achrei HaAseh, and the lav is interpreted and understood as being lechizik hu asei, and therefore those mitzvahs that are essentially kum vasei, halav nigdar achrei asei. According to this understanding, how would we relate to the esevaloises of mitzvahs tzedakah? We're not dealing with shevel taisa, but rather with kum vasei. And therefore, the defining principle would be the mitzvah saseh, and the lav is nigrar achrei haaseh. And therefore, because being that regarding mitzvah saseh, ein odom chayev lebazbez choyin lav ala mitzvah, that rule would apply to mitzvah tzedakah, even though mitzvah tzedakah has two lavin as well. That would be teretz number four. But I think the most basic understanding would be teretz number five. And at other opportunities, I have discussed at great length a yesod, which in my understanding is one of the most basic and central yesodis in Torah Shebal Peh in its entirety. And that is the concept of nimsa hadover l'chachomim. In Minchas Oshan Chumash Devorim, I do not recall precisely which simon it is, but there is a big essay, a big article, a simon I wrote about the concept of Nimsa Dovel HaChomim, and I brought many examples to this basic concept and idea. And I think regarding Mitzvah Tzedakah, the Shi'urim that we find are B'chlal Nimsa HaDovel HaChomim. There might be general rules. How much money does a person have to spend to perform various mitzvahs? On one hand, we find choynish, on the other hand, we find maisar. And in the continuation of this year, maybe we'll get into some of the specific halachas and specific yesoides. But generally, I think that regarding mitzvah tzedakah, nimsa hadovah l'chachomim, the Torah just says a general mitzvah. You must give tzedakah. And this mitzvah is an esser and also a lois esser. However, how much tzedakah a person has to give, this is defined by nimsa hadovah l'chachomim, because tzedakah is essentially different than any other mitzvah. Tzedakah is giving to a fellow Jew. And it is so basic and so simple to understand that a person doesn't have to give away whatever he has to another person. It is entirely unreasonable that a person gives away whatever he has to other people, and then those same other people have to give back their money to him because, well, the situation is reverse. Now, he is the oraman, and the other people have money. He is the have-not, and those other people are the haves. And the money will go back and forth from one to the other, because as money switches hands, their status has been reversed. This is something totally ridiculous. And therefore there must be some limit. How much does a person have to give away to help his fellow Jew? V'nimsa ha'dovah l'chachomim. And they were the one to define the shiur of tzedakah. And therefore, tzedakah is an exception. By essence, by the nature of this mitzvah, it is an exception. It's not doyne to sukkah lulav or any other mitzvah to save a mitzvah loisase. This is a mitzvah benodom l'chaveiroi. And therefore, Chazal, with a special authority that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them to interpret Torah, nimse hadov l'chachomim, and they were koveya various shiurim. Going a bit into the details, Choymesh or Maiso? And this is a question I've been asked many, many times by friends and wonderful people. Some of them were blessed by a Kodesh Baruch Hu with means. And so how much tzedakah does a person have to give? How do we deal with the concepts of Choymesh on one hand, Maisa on the other hand? Well, I've mentioned the Gemara of Daf Nun, HaMevazvez, Al Yevazvez, Yoisem Choymesh. On the other hand, we're familiar with the concept of Maisa Ksofim. It will probably be very interesting to many of you to know that Maisa is a halacha that's not mentioned anywhere in Shas. We do not find in Shas a chiyuv of giving Maisa. We find it in Tosfos, in Tanis Daftes, but not in the Gemara anywhere. And Tosfos brings the source from this Safri. Aser ta'aser es kol tvuas zaracho, en li'ela mazedogon v'tiroish. How do we know ribis and parkamati and business and other earnings? It's a ribui, es kol. The rabbis, kol ashi yeshloi. So on one hand we have the din of Maisa, on the other hand we have the din of Choymesh. And some of the Achroinim maintain that the more important shiur is the Choymesh. The Gro was very machmar on the shiur of Choymesh. But basically, I think we find a machlokes between Bavli and Yerushalmi regarding the shiur of Choymesh. The formulation in Ksuvas Daf Nun, as I have quoted before, is HaMevazmez, Al Yevazmez, Yoisem HaChoymesh. It's a negative connotation. What Chazal seemed to say is, you're not mechuyev to give a choymesh, but you are prohibited from giving more than a choymesh. Shemoyani viyatel atzmoy al hatzibur. So, according to the Bavli, we would say, you have to give a tenth. You are entitled to give up to a fifth. You cannot give more than a fifth. However, the same halacha is found in Yerushalmi in a positive formulation. At the beginning of Masechet Peah, in Peah Dav Beis Chazal say, "Be'ushe hitkinu shi'ehei ha'odam mafresh choymish menachosav l'tzedokah." A person should set aside a choymish menachosav to give tzedokah. The exact formulation in Yerushalmi is "Shi'ehei odam ma'noisin choymish." But as we find many times in Yerushalmi, Stam Mitzvah refers to Mitzvah Tzedakah. But anyhow, the Yerushalmi says the same halacha in a positive context. Shiyahei ha'odom mafresh choymesh minachosov le'mitzvah. So according to the Yerushalmi, choymesh seems to be a chiyuv. According to Yerushalmi, to the Bavli, it's only a heter. You are permitted to give up to a choymesh, and you must give, you are required to give Maisa. Who was the first person that gave Maisa? Interesting. Definitely one of the others. Either Avram, or Yitzchak, or Yankiv. One of the three. The Rambam, in the first Halacha Perikas Mehilchas Malachim, when the Rambam explains the evolvement of Taryag Mitzvah Shebetayra, the mitzvahs that were given to Adam Arishon, the mitzvahs that were given to Noach, and then Avraham. Avraham got the mitzvah of Mila. Yitzchak, Hifresh Maisa, Vehoisef Oid Tfilo. So the Rambam writes, Yitzchak was the first one to give Maisa, and the Ravid disputes the Rambam, and the Ravid says, Avraham Avinu was the first one to give Maisa, because Vayitim Lo Maser Mekol. Yitzchak gave for Kohen Tzedek, Avraham Avinu, gave for Avimelech Kohen Tzedek, Vyitinoi Maser Mikol. So obviously the Ravid argues that Avraham was the first one to give Maser, the Rambam says Yitzchok, and that's a kind of a Balei Tosfos in Parshas Vayetzei, writes that when Yaakov Avinu is neither a neder for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the pasuk says, Kol HaShetiten Li Aser Asrenu Loch, that is the source that a person has to give Maaser, that's a kind of a Balei HaToisus on the spot. So according to Balei HaToisus, Yaakov, according to the Rambam, Yitzchok, and according to the Ravid, Avraham Avinu. But definitely, one of the three of his HaKadoshim was the first to give Maaser. Where is the source from where do we learn that a person is supposed to give Maaser? Here once again, we find three different sources. As I mentioned before, the mitzvah of Maaser Sofam is not mentioned in the Bavli. However, Tosfos and Tanas Daf Tes brings the Sifri. Aser ta'aser eskol kvuas zaracha. This is the pasuk from which we learn that a person is required to give Maaser. I quoted just a few moments ago a different source from the Azekeinam Abalei HaTosfos. Yaakov Avinu says, Kol HaShetiten Li Aser Asrenu L'cho. It is just interesting to point out that regarding Chaimish Menachosim, the Gemara Ksuvos Daf Nun says, Menayin, that a person Hamavazu Zali Vazu Zesum Chaimish, from this same Pesuk of Yaakov Avinu, Aser Asrenu is Kefar HaLoshen, two times Maaser, two tenths is one fifth. So according to the Bavli, this pasuk refers to Chaimish. However, according to Bazakenem from Balei HaToisus, this pasuk refers to the mitzvah of Maaser. We find a third source in Yerushalmi, Beresh Mesechet Peah. We find in Yerushalmi a pasuk in Mishlei Kabed as Hashem Hoincho Umereshes Kol Tvuascho. Hoincho is a hekesh to kol tvuascho, just like a person is required to give maaser from tvuas asada, he is also required to give maaser from all his wealth. So according to the Yerushalmi, the concept of maaser ksofim is based on a pasuk in Sefer Mishlei, which is ksuvim, na Torah, na Neviim. And this brings us to another very basic question regarding maaser ksofim. Are we dealing with a mitzvah d'oraisa? Maybe a mitzvah derabbanan, and maybe rather a minag bialma. So this is a major machlokes in the Rishonim. As I quoted, Tosfos brings this a free. Aser ta'aser eskol tvuas zaracho. So when we learn this a free, when we learn Tosfos, when we learn the Mordechai and many other Rishonim, it seems to be clear that we're dealing with a drasha and a mitzvah d'oraisa. However, Yoredeus and Shin Lamedanas, the Taz and the Shach, both make it clear that we're dealing with a concept which is not Menatoira, rather a mitzvah derabbanan. And whatever the source is, it's only an asmachta and not a drosha gemura, and therefore we're not dealing with a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Bach in Yoredeus and Shin Lamedanas, this is a very well-known shitter. The opinion of the Bach is that we're dealing with a minis chassidus and a minig bialma, not a chiyuv, nor min haTorah, neither min derabbanan, but rather with a hanhaga, a positive hanhaga, a minig and a minis chassidus. That is the opinion of the Bach. And I think that that is the opinion of most major halachic authorities, including the Chassam Sofer, Shuvas Yoredeisim and Reish Lamed Aleph. And I think that that is the reason that when we deal with mitzvahs Maaser, we accept various kulas. Because the basic assumption is the shit of the Bach. We're dealing with a minig Yisrael, which is an extremely important minig, but it is not a chiyuv, neither Menatoyra nor Menatabonon, and therefore, the sveikas. Yesh lehakel. There is no need to be machmes vegas. And to encourage people to give maaser, I think it is important to look for the koiche de hetera and not to have people shy away from this most important mitzvah, which is also a tremendous gula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maftiach b'chanunin u'bizois im lo avtach lachem es arus ha'shumayim. And therefore, basically, I am a makel in details and the halachas of Maisa Ksofim. As I mentioned, I think most of the major poskim maintain that we're dealing with a midas chasidus and a very important minig, but not with a chiyuv d'oraisa or a chiyuv d'rabbanon. We will not go into many details regarding halachas of Maisa Ksofim or the halachas of a chaimish today. As I said before, two or three years ago, I do not remember precisely when, our Beis Haroa printed a Kovetz Darkei Haroa on the halachas of Tzedakah, Maisa Ksofim, and other halachas regarding the broad concept of Mitzvah Tzedakah. There's also a lot of material in that Kovetz and that Kuntlis on the concept of Yisachar Zavunan supporting Lamdei Torah. So, if any of you would be more interested in Piske Halacha, I would suggest that you check it in Kovetz Darkei Haroa on Maisa Ksofim and Yisachar Zavunan, and we will just continue dealing with the more basic concepts in Lamdis in these various halachas. When we're dealing with Maisa Ksofim, are we dealing with a detail that actually belongs in Hilchas Tumas HaMaisas or Hilchas Tzedakah? On one hand, we're dealing with money, and the basic idea of Tumas HaMaisas deals with Pri Haaretz. According to some Rishonim, Tumas HaMaisas Min HaTorah Zoni Tirosh V'Yitzhar. According to other Rishonim, Maisa Peiris is Minatari, Yerokas is Midrabanon, but basically every child, the basis law knows that Tumas HaMaisas refer to the Prados of the field. But the Lashon of the Poiskim is Maisa Ksofim. So obviously we're dealing with Maisa. On the other hand, it's money. And we all know that for money a person is required to give tzedakah. So how do we interpret the basic idea of Maisa Ksofim? If we come back to the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, according to the Yerushalmi, the source of Maisa Ksofim is Kabed Hashem Hoincho Umereishes Kol Tvu Ascha. And this is a Hekesh. We learn Hoincho from Tvu Ascha. So the conclusion probably would be that we're dealing with the concept of Maisa. According to the Sefri, if we learn it from Eribui, Aser I think the conclusion probably would be the same, because the ribui probably is of the same essence as the basic interpretation of the posuk. So the posuk deals with tvuas zaracha. One would only maintain naturally that the ribui eskol is of the same nature. If the source is Yaakov Avinu, kol hashetitan li aser esra neloch, why would we assume that we're dealing with the produce of the field? Kol hashetitan li would be anything. So then, if that is the source, it might be a din of Hilchas Tzedakah. However, this is not really very convincing, because, as I mentioned before, according to many poskim, all these drushes are just a smachta be'alma, and we're dealing with a mitzvah d'rabbanon. According to even more poskim, the shit of the Bach, we're dealing with a minig and midas chasidus, so we're definitely not dealing with a d'oraisa or a drosha gemura. And if we're dealing with a smachta, then the essence of the halacha does not have to be based on the smachta and on the biblical source, on the makor that we have either B'divrei Toiras Moshe, B'divrei Hanavim V'Aksuvim. And my basic feeling is that even though we refer to this concept as Maisar Ksofim, it is a halacha mesuyemes in Dinei Tzedakah. In the Poskim, in Shulchan Aruch, it is brought in Hilchas Tzedakah. The Bach in Shin Lamed Aleph is Hilchas Maisar, but in most Poskim, this halacha is understood as a halacha mesuyemes in Dinei Tzedakah, just like the concept of Chaimish is a halacha mesuyemes in Dinei Tzedakah, when Chazal say Hamevazviz, Al Yevazviz Yoisa Mechaimish. So we have dealt, bekitzur, with various halachas in Dinei Tzedakah, Based on the pasuk in this week's parsha, Parshas Re'eh, I just want to share with you an idea which I quote quite often, because I think it's not only a beautiful pshat, it's a combination of genius and Ruach HaKodesh. That's the way I feel regarding this word of the Gra. Baba Basa Dafyut Chazalte, the beautiful story of Binyamin HaTzadik. Binyamin HaTzadik was a Gabay Shel Tzedakah. Omru Olov al Binyamin HaTzadik. Pamach Hasboso Isha, the fun of a woman, came before Binyamin HaTzadik and she said, Rabbi Parnaseini, I'm in desperate need, please give me money to provide for my family. And Binyamin HaTzadik, as sometimes a Gabay Tzedakah must say, Hu avoyde she'em bekupe shel tzedakah klum, please could you come back in a week or 2 weeks, right now there is no money in the account. And this woman says, Em ein atu mefanaseini, if you're not going to give me money, Harei isha v'shivu b'neu, Mesim b'ra'av, we will die from hunger. Omed v'penes amishaloi. So Chazal say, Binyamin HaTzadik took out his own personal checkbook and wrote a check. He gave it from his own money. That is above and beyond the call of duty. A gabishal tzedakah is a gabishal tzedakah. He's not mechuyev to give every person from his own personal account. But that was Binyamin HaTzadik. And maybe that is why he was called Binyamin HaTzadik. A tzadik always does lifnim mishura sadin. Lai hoyu yomim mu'atun v'cholo Binyamin HaTzadik v'notar lomas. Binyamin HaTzadik fell ill, he was gravely ill, and the Derech HaTeva, the doctor said that there is no chance, v'notar lomas, and he was defined as a terminally ill patient. Bo malach ha'shoros lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And malach ha'shoros, angels from above, came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, Rabboni Shel Olam, Atu Amartu Kol HaMakayim Nefesh Achas Miyisrael Kilu Kiyem Olam Maleh. V'harei Binyamin HaTzadik Sheikh Yishmoyne Nefoshes Miyisrael. 8 people might have perished, and Binyamin HaTzadik saved them. Yomus B'yomem Mu'otum, how could he die at a young age? Miyad Nikra Gzar Dinoi. His Gzar Din was torn to shreds, and he recuperated, and he came back to good health. Not only did he bounce back to good health, and the Gro says, why Chav Beis Shonim? Which is a very interesting arithmetic that the Gro makes. So the Gro says, "Hanoisa prutel oni, misborach b'shisha, v'amafaisa medvoram, misborach b'yud alaf." That's an additional gemara on the same sugi in Bava Basra. A person that gives prutel oni is blessed 6 blessings, 6 brachas, v'amafaisa medvoram. If he gives it in a proper fashion, with a smile on his face, giving the oni a good feeling, because sometimes the person that has to stretch out his hand is terribly humiliated. It's a very, very unpleasant feeling. Have to be a nitzach al abrius, and not always do we have the proper sensitivity dealing not only with the material needs of a person standing before us, but also with his feelings, not to hurt his feelings. And the way we have to give tzedakah is really, a person has to feel that this is not more than a sacred trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu trusted us with. The money that we have, the wealth that we have, is a pekodah, and it was given to us to use it for the better. And therefore, Binyamin HaTzadik probably was Mekayim Divrei Chazal. It would only be natural to assume that in the way he gave tzedakah, this great tzaddik was mefaisoi bedvorim. So hanoisim prutalonim is mor v'shishu brochas mefaisoi bedvorim yud alaf. Let's make some simple arithmetic. So 8 people, 8 times 11 is 88. Peches. Each one of these people that Binyamin HaTzadik helped bestowed upon Binyamin HaTzadik yud alaf brochas. He saved Shmoyne Nefoshes Miyisrael. 8 times 8 is 88. The Gemara says in Soitech Chof Aleph, Schus Toila Gimel Chadoshim. Every schus is toile gimel chadoshim. 3 months multiplied by 88 is resh samach dalet, 264 months is exactly chav beis shonim. 12 times 22 is 264. And that is the chav beis shonim shehosifo lebinyan hatzadik al shenoisav. So that's a beautiful word from the Gro. But besides the word, besides being inspired by such a beautiful cheshbon, what we have to understand and internalize is the importance of mitzvah tzedakah and the way a person has to give tzedakah. Lo ta'ameitz velo tikpatz. Understanding that a Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed us with abundance and wealth, we should share. We should share with our fellow Jews who have a different plight, to sympathize with others, to feel their pain, to feel their desperation. That is a tremendous chus. And that is part of the concept of Arvis Kodisol Aleim Zeleze, feeling the needs of a fellow Jew. Many times I quote the Yerushalmi in Perek Tes of Masechet Nedarim regarding the mitzvah of Yehavto L'Reach U'Kameicha, the essence of the mitzvah of Yehavto L'Reach U'Kameicha. The Yerushalmi says, Klal Yisrael is like one body, essentially one. We have to feel each other. Feel the pain, feel the desperation, and share what we have. What a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us. Whatever a person has is miyotcho, hagedoylo, hamaleo, v'harachovo. Nobody grabs anything in this world that wasn't destined for him by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Liya kesef v'liya zolav ne'um Hashem. And whatever we have was given to us to share with others. And therefore, when we do share, we should share in a way which would convey this understanding, being aware that we were given this money only to share it with others, and that is a tremendous chus. It is only then that we are fitting to be Gaboi Tzedokah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, and that is essentially the mitzvah of Tzedokah and Gemilas Chosodim. So with this feeling, let us take upon ourselves, whatever we give, whether it's a chaimish or a maisa, or whatever we give. I mentioned before that I'm basically a makel in Hilchos Tzedakah, and I made it very clear many times that a person that doesn't have enough for his own family is not required to give maisa. Every Jew, each and every Jew, has to give tzedakah. But one should not take from his basic needs, from the basic needs of his family, from his children, from his wife, to give maisa. Maisa is a midas chasidus, maisa is a minig, not at the expense of your family. And I say many times to kolel yungalai that don't have enough for themselves and their families that they are exempt from mitzvahs maisa. But whatever we have and whatever we give, let us share with all our hearts. Let us share with the deepest appreciation that it's a schus to give. And when we give, it is actually an acquisition. It is not giving away, but sharing in the greatest schus, caring for each other. Because we are all a children of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We are all one entity. And therefore, giving to others is like giving to yourself. In the schus of mitzvah tzedakah, we should be zoichet tziyem b'mishpati poda v'shuveya b'tzedakah. We are in the midst of shiva d'nechemta, 7 weeks of nechama. Tziyem b'mishpati poda v'shuveya b'tzedakah, ein yisun neg'olim, elo b'schus tzedakah and gemilas chosodim. We should be zoichet b'kor of Tobias, Moshiach tzedkenu, and b'nyem b'yisam migdash, b'mehera v'yomenu, amen.